Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hello to all of you in His Glory Nation. This is Julia Green, and you are watching His Glory.
And our partner spotlight is Beverly Hills Precious Metals and Exchange. They specialize in helping clients protect their hard-earned wealth against inflation. In business over 30 years, they can assess you in the purchase of gold and silver, physical or precious metals. They can roll over your 401k as well so that you have tangible assets. There is also a way that they can show you to get that without reporting to the IRS as well. I personally have done it, the ministry has done it, and my son Creed has invested. We know that times are changing, and it's important that we invest in silver or gold, especially silver, because silver, you can get more bang for your buck, and there's more upside. Plus, you don't know in crazy times where you need to have those smaller coins to be able to barter with. Visit our partner, Beverly Hills Precious Metal Exchange, on His Glory Family Partners.
We want to welcome all of His Glory Nation to Take Five. We are spreading the good news from east to west, north to south, and I am Janice White. Welcome to today's segment, everybody. We have a pastor with us today who is going to be talking about the false idea of separation of church and state, among other hot topics. But before I introduce him, I do have a few quick updates and announcements. Head on over to the His Glory merchandise shop from Passover to Pentecost for our best deal ever. Get backpacks, shirts, hoodies, and more, and some of our Kingdom products are as much as $25 off. So don't miss out. Be sure to head over to hisglory.me and check out our merchandise today. His Glory is also having a War on Truth premiere and event on May 18th. Buy your tickets for the movie or pre-order the DVD at hisglory.tv. You can go to the website you see on your screen or go ahead and scan that QR code for more information. We hope all of you will join us for this epic event. Good Ranchers is committed to bringing people together through great food sourced from local independent farms in the United States. By supporting local farms, Good Ranchers is working to strengthen the American farm, restore the American table to a place of community, quality, and positive change. Go to Good Ranchers today to save $25 off on your subscription, or simply try a box and save 10% off your first order. And most importantly, remember, His Glory has an incredible prayer warrior team who is here to help you, your family, and your friends with your prayer requests. Whatever it is you're going through, you certainly don't have to do it alone. All you have to do is go to hisglory.me and click on Ask for Prayer, or go ahead and scan that QR code on your screen. All right, everybody, that is it for announcements. Our special guest for today is Pastor Gabe Blomgren from On Fire Ministries. He is also a former competitor on the popular TV show that many of you might know, American Ninja Warrior. He is the co-host of a popular Christian podcast, Church and State. Pastor Gabe, it is great to have you with us today, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Janice, absolute pleasure to be here with you. I just like to just say a huge thank you to Pastor Dave and your whole entire team. I've been to numerous Reawaken America tours with Clay Clark, seen you guys, your full production, and just the effort you guys do is sincerely just like an awesome thing to be on your show today. I appreciate it.
Well, sir, the honor is all mine having you on here. And thank you so much for the work you're doing on your podcast, getting the word out. And so I want to start today, Pastor Gabe. I did not get into your bio very much. And I love the American Ninja Warriors. And so I'd love to hear about first how you got into ministry and then how you got on American Ninja Warriors. I think our viewers would love to hear this story.
Yeah, I definitely got recruited into church literally the first week I was visiting, somebody found out that I could play the drums, and instantly the senior pastor's like, hey, you should come to worship practice. And then the next thing you know, about a month later, I found myself taking membership classes and then really getting involved, pressing in. And about a year later, I became the young adults youth pastor assistant, which is basically you do everything and go to camps and bunch of smelly teenagers and all that. You know what that's like, Jen. So it's like, but and then a year after that, I actually started taking Bible school, and I was in my 20s. My wife and I, we began to just shepherd young people. Then 22 years later, we're now pastors in our church, and we're an associate pastor, and then also we do worship ministry. So our whole family is involved in that. So that it's been a lengthy process, but it all just started out with just saying yes to God by playing some drums. So, but as far as American Ninja Warrior goes, I blame my kids for that. I was watching the TV show with my kids. My daughter at the time was 12. She's now 22. And my oldest son is 27, and he looked at me and said, and she looked at me and said, like, Dad, I know you could do that. And then I looked at them and I was like, yeah, I could. So I was working for the United States Postal Service at the time, and walking 8 to 9 miles a day in fairly good shape. But I sent them a submission video of me like working out in my postal uniforms. And like, I even did video of me like climbing stairs with my hands, you know, the backside of that, kind of doing like pull-ups inside my mailman van, which that's actually not okay. That my employer wasn't okay with that. But so the producers loved it so much. They're like, hey, you have to come be on the show. I got to be on the St. Louis semifinals. I made it from the first round, the second round. And that year, somebody did win the million for the first time. A friend of mine, he's actually a Mormon. And I encouraged him, because he actually, his role was, he was the Jesus ninja. His name's Isaac Caldiero. And I told him, bro, you're going to win this year. Sure enough, he did. So, but that was like, feels like eons ago. That was 6 years ago. Trying to eat right. Not in that great a shape. I wish I was, Jen, but yeah, that's the story.
Well, you officially win the award for the coolest dad ever. So I'm just going to throw that out there. That's amazing. And what a great story. And now you have this amazing podcast where you're getting the truth out. You're also biblical truth, but also talking about current events and hot topics that Christians face today. And so how did this podcast get started? I know you have a partner. Tell everybody about this amazing podcast. And I know you've had some incredible guests on, Eric Trump, Laura Logan, and some others. And so tell us about this podcast.
Yeah, this literally started as a reaction to just the Rhino Party kicking my best friend out of politics. He was a city council member in our city, and they ousted him because he's very vocal about the Second Amendment. He wanted to have our city be recognized as Second Amendment sanctuary city. He literally wanted guns to be protected. How about that? But that was about 8 years ago. And me, I was a Christian involved in our church. I would say, giving myself a score 1 to 10, I was probably a 3 on civic duty as far as my involvement in civics. And him and I really hit it off as far as like, okay, we got to do something. We were listening to a lot of Alex Jones, listening to a lot of like Hagman and Hagman Report, listening to some other stuff. You guys didn't even exist. I don't know. 8 years ago, was His Glory even around?
It was, but it wasn't, not to the degree that God has blessed us with our growth as it is today.
Yeah, but I didn't know about it, but we were listening to podcasts constantly. And like Alex Jones, God bless him, he doesn't have a lot of like religious or faith-based solutions. So at the point of like, we're tired of being tire kickers, we both said, okay, let's start our own podcast. And now the very subject we talk about are frontline issues. Like Christian nationalism wasn't on the horizon. That wasn't a thing. Also, you know, LGBT issues, drag queen storybook hour, full on like at birth abortion being a reality. You know, those things were not yet here. But I was super passionate and tired of complaining. I got to that point of like, I got to do something. I feel like the prophet Jeremiah, it's in my bones, Jen. I got to get it out somehow. So entire moments of just like, I'm just going to scream at something. You know, you ever seen how the left, how they just scream, they do that weird thing in 2016 where they just scream. Well, as Christians, the Bible says that the sons of daughters, the earth is groaning for our arrival. They're waiting for people like you, Jen, like, and heaven is just saying, hey guys, we sent you. Don't wait to go to heaven, start doing something. So that's kind of a nutshell story of how we started. And that's how we even honestly get through even now. Cause you know, it's a grind. Everyone on your team knows it's a grind. So yeah, that's why we do it.
Well, if it wasn't for people like you and of course His Glory and all these other stations that are out there that have formed these podcasts and are speaking truth and, you know, really utilizing that First Amendment, right? That's so very crucial during this time, because the worst thing you can do, Gabe, is not speak during this time. And so God bless you and the work you're doing and everybody else who's in the fight right now to get the truth out and just get information out, because we continue to say we're in an information war, but also a historical war. And so I want to hit on a hot topic. Excuse me. I want to hit on a hot topic that is continuously thrown out, and that is the separation of church and state and what that really means, because I know this is something that you talk about on your podcast and what that actually means and how they're twisting it in today's society, and politicians twist it all the time and literally use that as an excuse to take God out of everything.
Yeah, this is something that you can tell anyone you're around. We recently just had General Flynn on the show, and he was talking about the very, you know, the name of church and state, how we came upon that. He was saying it is so fitting that you have this name right now, because there's this narrative, anyone from like your co-friend you carpool with, or if you're a college student, especially, you'll have teachers that will say, you know, well, the church, you know, is separated from government. So the separation of church and state, blah, blah, blah. All you have to do is just very calmly, wherever you're at, just say, I ask you to find me one document, whether it be the Declaration or the Bill of Rights or any document whatsoever that the Founding Fathers wrote that is actually saying that there is such a thing as church and state. And then up the ante and say, I will give you $1,000 if you find it for me. And every time you say that, there is no answer, because there is no document that is sufficient to even do that. It was simply just a letter that Thomas Jefferson penned to the Danbury Baptists saying, hey, I recognize I'm coming in and you're nervous about me, because Thomas Jefferson was kind of a progressive at the time. And they had voiced by letter, we're scared that you're going to start controlling us, because they were Baptists. So it was literally Thomas Jefferson saying, hey guys, we're going to leave you alone. We're going to let you have your own religion, your own faith, which is exactly what the government is not doing. Biden is in our business and government is in our business.
Yeah, you are so spot on. Gabe, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to pick up right there on this hot topic when we come back right after this. Stay with us.
Are you tired of the rising cost of your cable bill? If so, you are not alone. Millions of consumers are looking for ways to reduce their monthly cable or satellite bill. Thanks to QStreaming, you can finally stop looking. Many are saying that QStreaming is the best streaming platform on the planet. Q offers over 3,000 live stations with thousands of movies and TV series available. Video on demand. Premium channels. And there is no extra charge for pay-per-view. Stream on up to 5 devices and watch from anywhere. Don't just take our word for it. See for yourself. There is no contract, no hidden fees, and we are 100% legal. Let's recap. Q offers thousands of live stations with thousands of movies and TV series. Video on demand, premium channels are included, and there's no extra charge for pay-per-view. Stream on up to 5 devices, watch from anywhere, and there's no contract and no hidden fees. Discover why many are calling Q Streaming the best streaming service on the planet.
Hey, Dave, a lot of people talk about the ability to read labels. I mean, first you have to read, which is a good thing, but it's really a good idea to start reading labels, isn't it?
It certainly is. Not only does this replace a meal as far as finances, but I was looking on the back of this when I was taking it the other day. Look at all the vitamins and nutrition in this. You can't get this in Wonder Bread.
You can't, and it's a wonder that Wonder Bread's not killing people, really. But the bottom line is most of the ingredients in a lot of our foods, processed foods, etc., has multiple ingredients. You just can't pronounce them because it all looks like chemistry. Well, it really is. But this is actually unique in that it has organic pea protein in it. It has organic greens and reds, vitamins and minerals, and soluble and insoluble fiber. So that's what really you're reading there, is all those massive amount of ingredients, and that is nutrition for the body.
Absolutely. You think about just the cost of it, like we spoke before, but the nutrients that you're getting are irreplaceable.
Yeah, this is really a no-brainer, silly kind of concept, but people need to really learn to read the labels. And if you can't pronounce what is there because it's chemistry, put it back. But if you can pronounce it there and it sounds like something God put in food, put it in your belly. That's why we made Kingdom Fuel.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with Pastor Gabe Blomgren, and he is with the podcast Church and State. And prior to the break, we were talking about the very hot topic of separation of church and state. And Gabe, you were getting really into the history of this, because this is one of the biggest fallacies out there today, and especially kids in school. They don't teach the correct history when it comes to the separation of church and state. And so what do our viewers need to know?
Yeah, I think right now we're going to see an intentional narrative ramping about the separation of church and state. And you as Christians, you have to hold fast to the very fact that our nation was built and is continually still to this day built on Judeo-Christian beliefs. That does that mean we don't recognize other faiths? Absolutely not. But the core reason why many people left England, left even the Dutch islands, is because this place was going to be a vestige of faith. And we can see Plymouth Rock, we see other places in the United States where many towns, they got their names. You can look all over like the United States. They're all based on Christian on tenets. So we have to stand on this. We're going to see Jenna ramping, as we're already seeing, on the issues of LGBT sexual things, as far as kids changing their bodies, women taking on body parts physically that were not given to them by God. We're just going to see a mass induction of confusion, so much so that you're going to see even legislation similar to Canada, to where if we speak out about these issues, we could be fined or sued or all of that. We're already seeing in Washington state right now, there's a hotline in my state in Washington that's very soon to be in existence that somebody can actually call and begin to start the process if somebody's pronouns were not recognized or they were literally using hate speech. If you were telling somebody, please do not go into that bathroom, if you're the business owner, they can call and they can actually sue you. We're moving into a realm, Jen, that it's really going to be on our table. We're going to have to, it's not about pushing back. It's just about simply existing in reality, because the left is trying to create a false reality. So we have to step out of that.
Yeah. A false reality where parents who stand up against school boards for some of the things you just mentioned are called domestic terrorists.
Exactly.
And where the three-letter agencies, and they just tried to get a bill passed to where there was oversight, to where they had to get a warrant to basically essentially spy on Americans. And again, they did not pass that. So there's no oversight there. They can, whoever it is that they fear is a threat or goes against the establishment, they can spy on them. And so, you know, you're starting to see this more and more. You're starting to see pastors outside of abortion clinics who are simply preaching the word. And, you know, you're seeing them getting arrested. And the punishment, Gabe, the punishment some of these people face is insane. It's complete insanity and retaliatory in nature. And so we're continuing to see this persecution increase in this country of Christians. Meanwhile, you and I were talking pre-show, Gabe, about how You know, they take religion out of everything. They take God out of everything, like the school system, but they replace it with another religion, such as the LGBTQ, because it does have roots in a type of religion. And so you're seeing that replaced, where they're allowed to teach that in school, yet they take God and prayer out of school.
Yeah, first they started out with you have to tolerate it. You need to be tolerant. You're intolerant. Then it went from you not only do you have to tolerate it, but you have to celebrate it. And that's where we're at, to where it's like we have something close to about, if you look and do the numbers, something about, I think it's like close to 90 plus days, maybe even 150 days out of a 365 day calendar that celebrates something that's immoral to the biblical basis of our faith, whether it's, you know, LGBTQ awareness month or whatever, whether, you know, there's all these things going on that are contrary to what we believe. There's 365 days, Jen, in a year, and majority of them are dedicated to how they think, how they act. And then if you speak out, if you're on the left, and I just see everybody to notice this, you know, you can riot for Palestine. You can literally burn down city blocks or destroy a Nike store in the name of activism. But if you're a Christian and speak out, you're going to do jail time. When I was 14 years old, I was actually arrested with my dad in the 80s at an abortion clinic. We didn't do anything but sing and just stay peacefully right in front of the doors. We were arrested, thrown in jail. Back then, they would give you basically a misdemeanor. It wasn't a felony. And they would put you in jail for, you know, sometimes up to about 8 hours, at the most 24 hours. Now they have severe penalties. It's now federally, and if, you know, there's now it's basically called the CARE Act, where if you somehow block the entrance, it's now considered federal. Now people are seeing federal term, like extensive, up to 15 years in jail, you know, and to me, if you can riot for Palestine, shut down city blocks, but then you can't speak out for the unborn, you know that we have tipped scales. And the temptation, Jen, is to be quiet or to stop or to cease from being a voice. And that's exactly what they want. You have to continue to recognize that, okay, we're winning because they keep passing this legislation. So don't quit.
Yeah, no, that's that. There's no truer statement right now. And we continue to say on here, you know, if you love God, you love this country, I mean, you have to speak. And our rights are given to us by God Almighty. And so, you know, we have to fight for those. And it's important for our children. It's important for us right now, but especially for the next generation. And, you know, we were talking a little bit pre-show, Gabe, and I want you to get into this. You were talking about the bride of Christ, and you really wanted to get into there because, you know, as a church, we have a problem.
Yeah, I think the Lord's just putting on my heart this morning. I'm speaking to everyone, whether you're a church member or not. I just want to ask everyone who's watching two questions. Are you a part of a toxic church? Some of you, the word church, it actually causes you to wince. It causes you, maybe even your skin to crawl when I say the word church. And I want to ask you two questions. Does the word church, does it cause that kind of reaction? And then the other thing is there possibly offense that you have towards the church or to anyone in church, somebody who is maybe religious? There's a very big club, Jen. I don't like the fact that it's big. It doesn't make me happy, but it's called the Get Hurt by the Church Club. There's a lot of people out there who are walking wounded, who've been hurt by the church. And that's one of the things that, like, is the ministry of this podcast, is to tell people, do not cut yourself out from being a part of the bride. You can actually separate from religion. That's okay. Jesus did that, Jen. You can see through the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus, you know, I know you don't get religious on me, people who are watching. If you don't like The Chosen Show, great, but it's pretty good at displaying how Jesus was not dealing with that. Jesus ain't got no time for that religion stuff. Like, I want to speak to everyone who's been hurt. One of the ways you can identify if you have a toxic church is ask this question: how did your church respond during COVID? Did they shut down or did they stay open? The answer should be they stayed open. If you're still in that church, I'm guessing you might be in a toxic church. Another thing is to ask this question: during Roe v. Wade's overturn, as far as going back to the states, and now it's a statewide issue rather than a federal issue, when that happened, Jen, I don't know about your church, but my church was very vocal the next day. That, you know, the very next day it was on our Facebook page or it was in our announcements. If your church said nothing, I know some very big churches across the United States, all across the world. Jen, they said nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. to me, that is an indicator that you're part of possibly an organization that is not doing their civic duty. They don't care about it. They just, you know, and this is not truth. Oh, we're just about the gospel.
Yeah.
No, the gospel's all of it. The word just is not included with the gospel. The gospel is everything. So, yeah. And then lastly, I just want to ask people this. Are you offended by the church? If I was to ask you right now, three things, does your life feel on pause? Do you feel like you're on this cyclical hamster wheel where things aren't getting better? Sins, you know, that you thought you should be overcoming and that you were overcoming in your 20s or 30s are now back at your doorstep. That's one thing. If you step foot in a church, even any type of church, do you feel like a hesitation? Like people are judging you. People are watching you. I don't know if I fit in. And lastly, how do you talk about the bride? If you're talking about the bride, because you are the bride, those of you who believe in Christ, why are you constantly being negative? Now, here's the thing. On podcasts, we talk negative about the church all the time. Like we're like, we got to do something. The church has got to stand up. And I get that. But if you are constantly 24/7 talking negative about the bride, there might be an indicator that you still have offense. And I want to encourage you, please get it taken care of. We will never find the perfect pastor. And Jen, Dave Scarlett is such a good pastor. I respect him so much. And he's been saying, we've all been seeing that we are going to be shaken. This is what Paul says. He says in Ephesians, he says, until we attain the unity of faith, being unified in faith, not in agreement, realtors have agreement, NBA players have agreement, but we, the bride, have unity. Paul says, until we have unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of stature, which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we will no longer be children tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine and the trickery of people, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. What is coming, Jen, whether it's Israel, the red heifer, whether we have Iran in war with the United States or in war in the Middle East, all of these things, I'm just telling you, Christians, bolt yourself down. Be connected to the foundation as Jesus Christ, because there is something that is big that is coming. And I want you to talk about that. I know you feel it in your bones, but if we're in a state of offense and we're disconnected from the bride, we may not be able to survive what is coming.
Yeah, no, that is so true. And we need to be feeding our flock living water as well as living bread. And, you know, we can't be the church of Laodicea. We cannot be that lukewarm church that just conforms, and you cannot serve two masters. I mean, the scripture is the scripture. That is the word of God. And you can't read the word of God and then turn around and do what society says to do, because a lot of times it's going to be conflicting. A lot of times, especially nowadays, it conflicts. And so you have to choose. And sometimes that's hard. And sometimes that doesn't feel good. And sometimes that hurts feelings. And you know what? It is what it is. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out, are you going to stand on the rock, or are you going to be tossed around in the waves, not sure which direction you're going to go in? And that's where we're at. And so, yeah, pastors need to definitely evaluate where they stand. And again, you cannot conform during this time. We saw what that brought during COVID. And that was churches closing down, as you mentioned, Gabe.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Can I share one last closing thought? I know we only have a couple minutes left. I really want to say this. Elijah said in Malachi to be sent to us before the great coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. That's right out of Malachi. There's a day of the Lord that is coming that is vicious. It's not that God's coming to hurt his people, but we're already living in tumultuous times. The Lord says he will turn the hearts of his fathers back to their children, the hearts of the children back to the fathers, so that I will not come and strike the land. If there's a like an estranged feeling between you, your pastor, or even your own biological father, and then even God the Father, I want to encourage everyone who's listening, please seek the Lord in this time, because you can be prepped up. You can be Bibled up. You can be beamed up as far as preps and all that, but you need the Holy Spirit, because he's going to get you through this time. So I want to encourage people, seek the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And have that relationship with God. And you know, some people, Gabe, aren't sure how to go about doing that. So some people go to church and, you know, they read the scriptures, but they don't have the relationship. And so that's so very crucial during this time. And so I always encourage everybody, you know, just make sure that you repent of your sins. You ask Jesus Christ into your heart. And all you have to do is ask him, say, God, I want to hear from you. And it's so amazing what happens when you do that. And so just from my personal experience and talking to pastors like you, having that relationship is so crucial. And so, Gabe, in closing, just your final thoughts and message and where everybody can go to find your amazing podcast.
Yeah, I just appreciate everyone who's listening to alternative media. I've become pretty good friends with Laura Logan, and she's really challenged us as a podcast, and every other person who's listening to podcasts like this, know that this is actually the real media. This is not a joke. Everything that you're seeing right now is a shift in the heavens to actual truthful media. You can find us at churchandstate.media. That's our website, Jen. Also, if you're on Rumble, please check us out at churchandstate 1776, or either on Facebook, same handle, at churchandstate 1776. We're getting on Instagram, TikTok. I can't stand TikTok, but it's just a way to it's a way to reach the younger generation. So yeah, bless you guys for letting us be on the show. Please come and listen to us and share our podcast. We're really excited with what God's doing. Glad to be a part of what you're doing as well.
Well, it was an honor having you on here today, Gabe, and God bless you and the work you're doing. You're truly anointed to be doing what you're doing today. So thank you so much for being with us and educating everybody on the church and state, among other important issues today. And so thank you so much for everybody tuning in. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to support Pastor Gabe, watch his podcast, and thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. God bless you all, and go in his shalom.
Professionals and homemakers know it takes quality cutlery to prepare and serve food properly. With Carrico's professional collection, you'll experience unsurpassed quality in state-of-the-art cutlery. Each blade is hot drop forged from the highest quality surgical steel and honed to perfection. The carry grip handles are made from a special material that is virtually indestructible. Plus, they're easy to clean and provide a safe, secure grip. Let's examine the different pieces of Carrico's professional collection. Our 4-inch paring knife may be the smallest piece in the collection, but its workload is limitless. Use this well-designed blade to core and peel apples, potatoes, carrots, and cucumbers. You'll use our scalloped trimming knife for cleaning fat and gristle close to the bone. You'll also discover the trimmer to be perfect for sectioning fruit. 8-inch all-purpose knife is exactly that, all-purpose. Use it for those in-between jobs that are too big for a paring knife and too small for our chef's knife.
Use coupon code HISGLORY for exclusive savings. Visit www.healthyhometex.com or call us at 850-935-6200.
True Ballistics makes phenomenal ammo, and we are blessed to partner with them. Keep your family safe. Keep your family stocked with True Ballistics ammo at hisglory.me. There's no such thing as too much ammunition.
And we are back. Partner Spotlight. We're going to go through the vitamins. We're going to go through the kingdom. But we're with my friend, Dr. Sherwood. My doctor and my friend, but I call you a friend before my doctor, because every time we have a chance, we had a chance about 10 minutes to talk before this, and that's the highlight of my week when I get a chance to talk to you. You lift me up. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It is mine as well, you know, Dave, because like it is rare when a person has someone in their life that they can share their heart with and really get lifted up. And it said that if you've got this many people close to you, you know, you're really doing well. And I think of Jesus, he had Peter, James, and John, who were kind of on that little inner circle, if you will. And so he demonstrated that the closeness of people is these concentric circles out there. And some people are closer than others. And I'm honored and blessed to have you and on my inner circle as my friend.
Yeah, it's because during this whole battle, the last 4 or 5 years when we got to know each other, and that is a blessing because we're talking about the battles that we wouldn't have known each other if it weren't for the battles that are going on in the world. That was God's timing. But there's some people in it for themselves, and there's people that truly love the Lord, which is a smaller remnant. And we've got to figure out who's who now a little bit better. And you are definitely one of the five that I consider a dear friend and trust completely.
Well, and it's mutual with us. My wife and I believe that as well. And, you know, we're on this mission. I was talking to Elisa from your team recently, and we were talking about the 1 billion souls and just like, man, let's do it. Let's do it. And that excites me because this is a great opportunity for us to really talk about the saving grace that we need from our Lord. I mean, this is no better time than right now because of the anxiety around us. And so, you know, that's why, you know, we work together diligently to get people to focus on all parts of life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, and financially. And we get that. That's, I call that the fivefold true ministry. You know, it really is. It's all parts of life, isn't it?
That's right. So let's walk through the kingdom line that it came from a prayer and it came from you and I just talking after getting together one day. And we said, we got to do something for God. And the kingdom, God gave you the name kingdom line. So let's walk through those. The kingdom fuel, we'll start with kingdom fuel. I take this every day. It's become a laughing joke. Remember, did Dr. Sherwood approve that? That was everywhere I'd go. And now everybody's saying, do you give the kingdom fuel to your animals? Because they look great. And I've lost 22 pounds now as of this morning on kingdom fuel this year.
Yeah, kingdom fuel is great. It's our flagship initial product. And it's got a complete pea protein. It's got greens and reds. It's got fibers in it and vitamins and minerals. And a lot of people buy those four products separately. That's one thing about it. And then, so people need to know this is not just a protein drink. No, it's a whole meal. And I hear this a lot about people saying, well, I don't want to, you know, pay that much for a jug of protein. Well, I don't either. That's why this is not protein. This is actually, when you use 3 scoops, which is considered a quote unquote full serving, that's a full meal. And that would equate to $5 or so per meal. But when you use 2 scoops, which frankly, most people do because of the heavy fibrous content, you're looking at $3.50 a meal. When you compare that with the average price of a Midwestern lunch today at $18 to $20, you're talking about really saving money, and you can't afford not to use Kingdom Fuel. And so we've really been importantly pushing this out there to families, for their children, for their grandchildren. Everybody needs this. And this is a way to really meet the need of, it's not just hunger. We're missing nutrients in our lives, in our world. And so we should not eat for calories. I hear this bunk a lot. I'm using that word intentionally about this has X number of calories. I don't care. Calories do not equate to health. Calories don't equate to nutrition. And calories do not equate certainly to nutrient density. We need to begin to eat nutrient dense food. And Kingdom Fuel serves that bill.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And again, I do 2 scoops with my wife, makes me a peanut butter. She's got it down pat. It's with hydrogen water. It is absolutely the best of the best. So let's go to the next one. So we got that. And in between meals, I use the Kingdom Candy. And I gotta admit, I am not a caramel guy at all. Yeah. So I was very reluctant. I was out of the peanut butter. I'm like, oh no, I gotta try this. I like the caramel better.
Yeah, it's funny. I like the salted caramel crunch myself. I prefer that because it's got a little bit of salt to it, and it tends to really help us a lot with that salt craving we can tend to have. And these things have 8 and 9 grams of fiber per bar specifically. Why is this important? Because they help keep you full. These have no sugars, no artificial ingredients. They do have some vitamins and some minerals in them, and they got a great source of protein. They're 190 and 200 calories respectively, because I hear people ask that. But within that caloric load, this is true nutrition. So I typically have one, perhaps two a day. And again, I've not met anybody yet that didn't like one or both of those things. And I'm talking, I've got people that actually say my 2-year-old can't wait to have a bite of Kingdom Candy. So we're making the name candy fun, or making the name kingdom known. And I think that really serves the role right there with what we're trying to do.
Well, it's changing me too, because I used to have a bad habit. You'd always text me right when I was in that bad habit. When not in the house, I don't take it in the house very often. But when I go out, maybe I'm sick of tea or water so much, I'll have a Diet Coke and a bag of M&Ms. That was always my bad thing. I don't even do the M&Ms anymore because I'd rather have a Kingdom candy bar. It tastes better.
It does, and people want something after dinner. I get this, and so. Part of our mission for creating those things was to sort of satisfy the sweet cheat without the cheat, you know? And so, in other words, my wife says the cheat without the guilt, you know, and it's right. Not a cheat at all. I don't really like the way we use that in our culture here, especially in Christian culture, but nonetheless, it really is a quality product, Dave. And I think there's not anyone that I would not recommend that to.
Yeah. So you don't judge either, because I had dinner with you and your wife the other day and I ate what I ate and you watched me.
Yeah, I don't care. People have a choice, you know, like I'm all about freedom of choice and no condemnation. And frankly, that's the greatest gift God gave us is choice. And then that's the greatest gift that America gives us. And so we see that in our world, not to get off of the political thing. But the bottom line is when you see dominance, autocratic, authoritarian, dictatorial leadership regimes and trying to take your choice away, trying to tell you how to think, we know that's not right. And we know that's not biblical. We know that's not God. And we know it's not constitutional. So I think people have a choice, but we're giving people now full disclosure, like informed consent. Here you go, man.
That's right. And you know what? There was vegetables on my plate. And I'm eating more vegetables. And I said I would never do that. Let's go to Kingdom Cup. That is delicious coffee. I had some this morning.
Kingdom Cup is tested mold-free. Bingo. Most coffee has mold in it. To date, most studies indicate 50% or more have mold. This is certified, tested mold-free, and it's certified as organic. It has a medium roast blend. We source it out of a crop in Colombia, so we don't have the pesticides on that. So a big source question was solved with this, and I'm a coffee drinker. I like it. It actually has health benefits as opposed to health liabilities.
Well, that's good to have, because people love their coffee, and I start my day every day with a coffee. This is the newest one that's coming.
Yeah,
this one's they're all exciting, but I've been drinking hydrogen water for quite a while now. You and Dr. Bartlett are the ones that got me on hydrogen water, and I see the benefits. So you did a lot of research and vetting to get the price point and this to where we have it today.
Yeah, we've got Holy Hydrogen, and I love that machine, but we had to come up with something portable. So hence the birth of Kingdom H2. I've got mine right here, and I had this here. I had one just now. So this little container down here is full of a titanium base that creates hydrogen infused into this cylinder, which you fill up with water, right? And so all you do is pour water in here. I like filtered water, if you can get that, or even bottled water, and push the little button down here, and it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever cycle you put it on, and all you do is drink it. And hydrogen is so small, it can penetrate every single barrier, every single cell, and even into your mitochondria in your body, reducing inflammation, reducing free radical damage, and most likely slowing down the aging process.
Wow, that's amazing. And you can't go into detail, but you did tell me that athletes like NFL are starting to see the benefits of this, which I'm surprised they haven't, being so elite that they haven't jumped on this before.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was flown up to the combine recently. They had up in Indianapolis, and the opportunity presented itself where I was able to present the benefits of hydrogen infused water technology to every single team chiropractor doctor was sitting right in front of me, you know? And so I had this captive audience for 15 minutes, and they were bringing this to the table because their players had brought it to their attention and they wanted to know. And, you know, I felt so blessed and honored to get to do that. And at the end of the time, you know, they had to move on to the next thing, but they didn't. They stopped the whole thing and started asking questions. And I could see the wheels turning in their own mind, as this is not just about keeping the players on the field. This is about longevity into life later on. This is about protecting them towards, the TBIs, the traumatic brain injuries and stuff. And so they were just blown away by this. And I think, you know, to be determined, but that is going to be a technology I believe is going to be in the NFL, in the locker rooms everywhere.
Well, you mentioned too that this cleans out your whole system, and also brain fog. I don't have brain fog. I had it until I started taking hydrogen water, and it works. The key for me was to drink it right away, and the quicker you drink it, the better it is, because it doesn't lose it. But I have it with me all the time. It's always going.
Everybody needs these things, and I think people say, well, how much do you drink? I say at least morning, afternoon, and night. If you'll just do that, that's 24 ounces. This holds about 8. You probably got enough, but if you want to drink more, please do, and make sure your kids do this. Parents, please put your kids on this, your young athletes, your old athletes, your retired athletes like me, you know. Frankly, everybody needs to do this. It's a cool little gadget. I've seen people drink more water just because it looks cool. When you turn the light on, it turns blue and got a little blue light, and people think it's neat. So people that don't drink water, drink more water. So it's a win-win-win opportunity.
It is. And so in closing, Doctor, would you like to just do a little teaser about what's coming down the road?
Yeah. We were just talking excited about it. This should be coming out here within the matter of weeks. Kingdom Energy Extreme, little packets that are going to have a whole panel of methylated B vitamins. That's a big old term, we'll explain later. Electrolytes. And it also has a good amount of Carol Steelbeam, which starts with a P, caffeine that does not stimulate your body, but it stimulates your mind. How about that? So these are little packets.
Wow.
Come around it. Take the, you know, tear the packet, put in some water, some Kingdom H2 water. It's got fizziness to it. There's a grape flavor. There's also an orange flavor, and they both taste amazing. That's going to be Kingdom Energy. And then we have Kingdom Energy Extreme, which has about 3.5 grams of creatine put in there, which actually helps maintain muscle tissue. For all of us athletes out there, want to maintain that muscle. So those are coming out in a matter of weeks. And so we'll be able to give that. And I think that, that some hydrogen water is just what we're going to be doing pre-activity.
Amazing. All right. That wraps up our update with Dr. Sherwood in the Kingdom Line. God bless you, and go in his shalom.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention church and state when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pn.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pn.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention church and state. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use church and state when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to mypillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to mypillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.